Heart attacks are probably given. Mm-hmm. You all of a sudden you strain and it's.
First, don't start doing all this. It takes
Mark runs about 2.5 miles, maybe 3.5 miles every night. He said he was just going to try 7 miles and just go do it, you know. And I'm just amazed. I'm lucky in 3 years I can finish the Equinox Marathon. It took me 3 years to finish it.
That's a long haul, though, you know.
For most, it sure is.
And for most people, you know, you begin training the morning of the marathon by looking at your best shoes and...
Well, that's what we did around here, you know. Actually, I didn't have time, so...
I know that when I went, I went with Ted Ryberg the first year I was up here, and the first year that he could run it.
Yeah.
And we just kind of jumped out of our chairs and... And wow, we paid for it for 2 weeks, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
We just wanted to talk with you, Mrs. Wood, prior to retirement with Dr. Wood from the university about some of the many things that you're involved with here. He was mentioning that the presidency is really a two-person assignment and that it would be virtually impossible for one person to fulfill this. I was just wondering if you could reflect on some of the activities you've been involved with in supporting the president's role.
Well, let's see. I've had many dinners here and receptions, and in earlier years, I think I had more people here because our facilities were not adequate for serving people, as we've had recently the Commons and the Hess Hall and Wood Center. We could place people in those areas more than the house now, and it's become a little bit easier than years before. Mm-hmm. Up to about maybe 3 or 4 years ago, I was still having about 3 or 4 thousand people a year at the house.
That's what he mentioned. I was astounded to realize it would be
probably
that many visitors.
And we get outstanding people from all over the world. I think some of our visitors are Monsieur Pompidou, now the President of the French Republic. And we've had many ambassadors here. Nehru from India and Kallopstein from Germany and I can't think of the one in from Australia, but we've had several that have come in recent years, and then on sort of formal dinners we have for the semi-formal dinners we have for the regents and dignitaries who come from out of state and different places and in the United States too, but it's sort of the crossword roads of the world for visitors.
You mean, in other words, you found the university a lot more cosmopolitan than you might have thought before you came
yes,
up?
Yes, yes, definitely so, and that's particularly true in thinking back on our faculty too. I think we have about 25 different nationalities here represented, possibly, in our faculty. I know many times, so in the years past, I used to have a reception or tea for the foreign women and then tried to find the foreign women to compliment them in town. So I've done those too. Mm-hmm.
So, the university is probably unique in that it's a relatively large university budget-wise and payroll-wise, but very small in terms of entire student body compared to other large state universities. I know Dr. Wood was telling some stories that he and you were involved with say students and faculty members, and I wondered if there are any, say, outstanding humorous moments that you've been involved with some of the students.
Well, I think one time in particular comes to mind immediately. It was about midnight, and we had a few of the students, I think there were about 25 or 30 of them, that the water went off in Moore Hall, and they decided to come over to the university president's house and brush their teeth and go to the bathroom. And so I thought, well, shall I let them in or shouldn't I? And I just didn't know what to do. So I decided, well, Dr. Wood isn't here, so I guess I'll just let them go back to the dorm and go to bed without their teeth brushed. So, and then I guess earlier years we used to have students come up and visit quite often, not so much in the past, I guess the last 3 years. But occasionally we get some students, and then we've also had the ASUA officers throughout the years, not probably the last couple of years because there's been some little conflict on timing for both of us, evidently. Mm-hmm. And it's a little difficult then. I was trying to think of something, you know, funny to relate. I had a Nigerian boy here. His name was Joe Okadero, who worked around the house here, and he helped me in the yard in earlier years. And so the Baptist mission sent for his girlfriend to come up here, and they were finally married, as Carolyn and Joe were married in the Baptist church behind the state building. I forget the name of the exact church now, but then I had the reception, and that was about 1962 or 63, and I had the reception here at the house, and I had people coming in from all different directions of the, you know, the campus, actually, to greet Joe and Carolyn, and that was the most unusual function I've ever had. One of them.
Do you find that being the president's wife and being located really in a central spot on campus, that many students or some faculty, particularly faculty wives, will bring their personal tragedies or problems to you to offer counseling? Or
well, I used to have that quite often. Now I think since we've got maybe more adequate counseling on the campus, I don't have it quite as often. I have had a few cases in recent years, and well, I wouldn't want to mention the problems, but they used to come up more readily. And of course, we have raised a few teenagers ourselves, and we've had children from town come and go, and this house was almost free for them. They'd go if we were busy up here, they would go downstairs, and they would have their friends down there. Mm-hmm. So it was quite an active house, actually, and it's been a rather exciting place to be, actually.
Dr. Wood was relating the story about Mark and his great knowledge of French, and that when Monsieur Pompidou came in, he couldn't remember a word to say to him.
He was just frozen. He couldn't say a thing.
How long were you were you involved with nursing?
Oh, I was in the Second World War in... Mm-hmm. The Navy. I was in about 3 years.
And where did you take your nurse's training?
Well, I took it at Emerson Hospital, affiliated with Northwestern, and that was a 5-year program. I was not on the 5-year program, but later I got my my other degree and finally finished and got a master's degree too. Oh, just before I came up here in 1960, I finished and got my master's degree. I said I haven't really used it in the field that I had chosen, but I said sometimes I felt like I needed to have one in hotel management and home economics management, too. Mm-hmm. And then there's another thing I'd like to say, that through the years I'd worked closely with Miss Walsh and whoever was head of the home economics department, and she would... find out what girls would be available for large functions. And I had many of those girls throughout the years come up here and help. So I do know a lot of students from the 13 years I've been here. And then we used to have the Spurs come, too, and they would offer their services for large gatherings. Mm-hmm. And just really was fun to be with them.
Mm-hmm. I would imagine if you were feeding from 3,000 to 4,000 people a year, that had a busy kitchen most of the time.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true.
Have you taken an interest in nursing in Alaska?
Yes, I have. It's been rather limited because of my duties here. And I have kept in touch with the Nurses Association in Fairbanks. They happened to meet, though, on a symphony night, and I promised myself that I would do something one night a week for myself, and I go in and play in the symphony. And I've done that for several years. In fact, I played in Nevada, too.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yes.
So this is a continuing interest.
Yes. Well, I started when I was quite young, and I promised my parents that I would keep up my music if I had an opportunity to. The last 3 years, I've studied under Paul Rosenthal and had quartet music and private lessons.
Mm-hmm.
And after 30 years of not really settling down and practicing, it was quite an experience, but I really enjoy it.
Good. Mm-hmm. I imagine, you know, going back to school, so to speak,
yeah,
after so long is, mm-hmm, is difficult.
It really is.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel that that the president's spouse really gets involved in the public relations aspect of the university, and that you present a facet of the university to visitors when they come to the home or when you're with,
yes,
your
faculty? Yes, I think I've been here quite a while, that I have had quite a few changes in the Office of Public Relations, so that I always thought of what the needs were and then would help them gather up the guest lists and you know, try to, mm-hmm, think in terms of the different ones that should be invited and try to broaden the scope as much as possible.
In terms of nursing, did you get involved in your husband's effort to, or his effort to assist in building a new hospital here in Fairbanks?
Well, I think my involvement was really just standing by, more or less. Here we had early breakfasts for the ones that were going to be directors or associated with the director of the hospital. And they sat around this breakfast table at 7 a.m., and we've had many of those. And then we've had groups of, what do you call them, on the board here at different times. So that actually I was not involved, and I might do a little suggesting to him, mm-hmm, because of my experience. But on the whole, he's the builder.
He suggested yesterday that you made as much a contribution to the university, he felt, as he did in many ways that, you know, really weren't apparent.
Well, he's very kind in this respect. I think I enjoyed the whole experience, and whatever I felt was he would like to do and was necessary, I felt that was part of my life was to, mm-hmm, help him.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish more women could feel this way. It would be very helpful to their husbands.
He mentioned some of the things you've gotten involved with, like the orchestra and AAUW and PEO.
Well, I haven't been too active in AAUW the last few years, but earlier years I was, and it's because I did a few other things in music, possibly, and I hope to go back to it, though, eventually. And I have had their fall teas here, and whatever they like, you know, earlier, mm-hmm, years. But now that some of the women have built houses as almost as large as this one, mm-hmm, and they feel like they'd rather have the groups other places, so this is fine, too, or else on campus or... I think they meet now at the hospitality house. I was, mm-hmm, going to take an office 1 year as a program chairman, and then I decided, no, I think I have enough to do. I better not. And I'm involved in the PEO. I go whenever I can. It meets. Ours is the group which meets from February to September, and I can't always make the meetings, but I try.
Mm-hmm. Being so closely associated with the president, what do you feel the main problems facing the spouse of a president are in Alaska?
Well, I think probably one of her first things is getting acquainted with people. It's going to take her a little time to get acquainted with all the areas which she must travel to at certain points, which I had done in earlier years. I went up first to Nome, and then over to Kotzebue, and then on to Shishmaref. I remember the one time we couldn't get into St. Lawrence Island, and that was one of my first trips. And then we have quite a campus reaching from Ketchikan to Point Barrows, so she'll be pretty busy getting acquainted with all the people that are now involved in the various community colleges and around the state, and all the men who are leading the various cities and towns and villages, and she'll have quite an experience
right,
ahead of her.
Right, sure. Did you find that you were involved to some degree with the legislature? Were the legislators often visitors here?
Yes, they came quite often, and there were a few meeting here, or else they came in large groups. And occasionally we had some of them for dinner, or lunch, whatever seemed to be an issue or something that needed to be ironed out or talked over why we had them for the for different various occasions.
Have you done much foreign traveling with your husband?
Yes, and since about 1966, after my children went to school, I was able to travel with Dr. Wood. I went to seven foreign European countries, and the first trip, I guess that was in 1964, actually. And then in 1968, I went on a trip to Asia, visiting seven foreign or Asian countries. My husband was on a panel discussing the problems of the financing of higher education in these various countries. And in the various cities we travel and visit and two or three universities in each city. And I went along as a note taker. That time I don't take shorthand, but I went along as a note taker. So I was real pleased to be and taking pictures, by the way, which I'm quite an amateur doing, but I had good results.
Oh, great. Very good.
Yeah.
I think it always helps to have someone else along to listen to make sure you're hearing the right things and take notes on some of the things that seem to slide by.
And then more recently, we've gone to Vietnam. I've been to Vietnam twice, once in 68, right after the Tet Offensive. And our mobility there was a little limited. But the last time I went back was in last August, September. And we had much more chance to move around. And so I was able to go up into different areas like Nha Trang and the Mekong Delta and Cam Tha. And so I'd hoped to get up to Hue, where he had spent a great deal of time up there, but I didn't. So maybe some other time. And then earlier I traveled to Monrovia, Liberia, and where my husband was with this group of the educators, the American Association of University Presidents, and they met for a week there, and Liberia. I really wanted to go to South and East Africa, but we had to go to another symposium at Oulu, Finland. So we traveled across the continent, and that was a long trip across, and we landed in Helsinki, and then went over to Oulu. And then from Oulu, we took a bus trip. Well, we went back to Helsinki and then took a bus to Leningrad. And that was quite an experience to going on a bus trip there, and found the experience of being greeted was much more difficult in that country than in many of the others where we have visited.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is examined before you leave the bus and after you get on and so forth. So, but we did enjoy this very much. And then we came back to Helsinki, and then from there went to Copenhagen, then on to Reykjavik, Iceland. So I've traveled a great deal. And
that sounds like the pace is increasing.
Yeah. Only we do this over a very short period of time, which is a little on the exhausting time. And you have to think back unless you take notes, or you tend to forget what you've seen and what you've heard and different things. Yeah. And I hope maybe now I'll have some time to read up on a few things that I haven't had a chance to in the past.
What do you think you might be doing in the near future? Have you any plans?
Well, getting settled first, I think, and then probably my husband will possibly do some consulting, and I may go with him on a few. I was already asked that I'd get into nursing again, but I thought maybe just very gradually on that one.
You're not quite ready to run the night
shift. They're giving some of these in-service courses now, and continuing courses for nurses, and I'd be tempted to take some so I can learn some of the newer techniques, and I think might be helpful in case I should ever have to use it. I don't know. But I do enjoy it, and I like people, and I enjoy people, and that's the whole battle, I think.
Mm-hmm. Sue, do you have any questions?
I was wondering if... if you were, you know, thinking in retrospect, if you had known 13 years ago what you know now, or if you were trying to give advice to someone who you knew was going to engage in a similar experience, you know, what kinds of advice would you give? How would you prepare yourself, or what kinds of things have been most helpful to you in doing things that you felt were satisfying or happy?
Well, that's quite a question. That's really a loaded one.
That's a play question.
That's really a loaded one, isn't it?
If you could give good advice, what kind of advice would you give?
Well, I'm not accustomed to giving good advice. But I think it depends on a person's background, and especially if they like people, maybe this is the important thing, and they understand people, having a good understanding of what to expect in various situations. I played most of mine by ear, I guess, unless I wasn't too sure, but I figured from my nursing experience that there isn't too much difference in people, that actually when you're thinking of high, low, or whatever in income bracket, just act naturally, I would think. That would be all I could advise.
What do you think of, in terms of, and it's really, I know, hard to talk in this respect, but in terms of, say, Dr. Wood's accomplishments here, what kinds of things are you most proud of him for doing?
Well, I'm not so sure that the last part when he was called Edifice Rex, you know, I wasn't too sure about that, but I think it's really an outstanding accomplishment of what he's done in the building program. But as far as I can see it, I think all programs have been have been developed and improved over the years. And I'm sure he's got quite a few things he's left undone and had intended to get these areas, but because of probably funds and things, it couldn't possibly accomplish them. I'm being rather general now with my question or my answer, but I know he's particularly interested in improving the teaching and the quality of teaching in the school.
Can you think of things which, because of Alaska being the kind of place it is, or I don't know, maybe being Fairbanks is too specific, but things that you think have made it more difficult than it might have been if it had been a job somewhere else, you know, in middle America or something like that?
Well, if you're thinking in terms of the weather, possibly, I noticed earlier years, many of the women were dissatisfied here. And when they are dissatisfied, their husbands are dissatisfied too. And as far as that is concerned, I think both the people have to be happy here. And more recently, we've had given these women probably opportunities here at the university that they could work on certain areas of their interest as well as their husbands. So this has helped considerably.
Are there any things that were pet projects of yours that you, you know, feel like you tried hard to work on or that you enjoyed doing?
Well, I had University Women's Association, and it was then called the Faculty Women's Club, and this has been broadened and increased, and we've tried to touch on all the areas of the university rather than just having an exclusive club like a faculty club, so that people could become acquainted or women could become acquainted with the other women in various areas of the university rather than just university faculty women. That was part of it.
Dr. Wood mentioned that a particular interest of yours was the Christmas holiday ball.
Oh, I'd forgotten that. Well, for 9 years we gave the Christmas holiday ball, and this was given to show our appreciation for the community of Fairbanks, for their efforts and their support. And then we also asked people from Anchorage area, too. It was always difficult for some of them to come at that particular time, but they were invited, and all the regents were invited to this affair. And we would get a good number. It was right after Christmas. It was around the 28th of December, and people came from all areas of this community and seemed to enjoy themselves. And this was an opportunity, too, for faculty people or anyone else from the university to invite the friends they'd like to have for a social night.
Are there projects left undone that you, if you had a little while longer to work on, that you might tackle?
Well, there's always projects, and I probably could think. I haven't thought that far in advance, but I'm sure that if there should be a new law school in a few years, why I would probably be involved in that as I was in the WAMI program earlier.
Well, that's how your nursing. Is that how you kept up some of your nursing interest in the WAMI?
Well, people are trying to find out how I kept up my nursing influence. I guess it's the only way I could keep it up would be that somebody became ill in the family. That's the only way I kept it up. But the WAMI program, we had several occasions at the house here to get this thing on the road to some progress with the local doctors and the staff, which came from Washington, University of Washington.
Must have been exciting then to actually see some of those students go get involved.
It's nice to see them a little later, too, to see how they enjoy it here, really. They have enjoyed it, and they find it a very stimulating area. I think most part I've talked to several of them, you know, on different occasions, and they seem to enjoy it.
Yeah. Whole interesting idea, that thing. Well, yeah. Should we start another tape? Should we finish this one?
Well, do you have that much to ask me?
I'm just about finished covering the things that I would like to do.